top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Wednesday, August 26, 2020. I am Whitney Milina. In the headlines, Justice Dr. Irvin Andre says once you interfere with people's freedom, the nation's foundation is significantly eroded, and the COVID-19 epidemic is no justification for the erosion of people's rights and privileges. Sir Ronald Saunders on Tuesday warned that small Caribbean states will be ignored in the world of United Nations diplomacy if they don't work together to form one voice to get their views to larger nations. And two people have been killed and one injured during a third night of unrest in the U.S. city of Kenosha. Police said three people have been shot, but gave no details about who was involved. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited.
Summer this year is going to be a little different. How about a homecation? Shop at Quartz today. Save on a variety of products across the store. AC units to keep cool. Upgrade your favorite appliances, living room, and even your patio furniture. Quartz has the best prices and widest range of smart TVs guaranteed. Whatever you need, shop with Quartz Ready Finance and you pay nothing for 90 days. It's summertime. Let's make staying at home a homecation with a little help from Quartz. Quartz, bringing value home.
Welcome back. First up, Justice Dr. Irvin Andre says once the freedom of people is being interfered with, the foundation of the nation is significantly eroded. He is of the opinion that the COVID-19 pandemic is not a justification for the erosion of people's rights and privileges.
Once you start interfering with people's freedoms, whether freedom of assembly, whether freedom of expression, whether freedom of association, then you significantly erode the foundation of that nation state that you're trying to build. The fact that we are in the midst of an epidemic is not, in my respectful view, any justification for any erosion of those rights and privileges that persons have as citizens of this country. On the contrary, a well-functioning democracy would make it possible for contrary views to be expressed freely, to point out any deficiencies in the body politic. This is the time, quite frankly, when our institutions of governance, our democratic rights enshrined in the Constitution, should be given free rein. They should be ventilated. There should be a house where the windows are open.
Dr. Andre stated that Dominica should be an open house with its windows always open, where Dominicans feel encouraged to express their concerns about any deficiencies in the Dominica body politics.
There should be a house where the windows are open, where the air flows freely, where persons feel exhilarated, where they feel encouraged to express their concerns of any deficiencies in the Dominica body politic. And to the extent that that freedom is not being expressed, or that freedom is being under threat, quite frankly, we are in a very sorry state of affairs. We have to seriously take stock as to where are we going to our future.
Panelist on the Global View on Q program, hosted by Sheridan Gregoire, Mr. G on Tuesday night, Justice Dr. Irvin Andre. Also, UK-based Dominican barrister Darren Sylvester believes the military apparel used by Dominica's police is inappropriate for the country. Referring to the detainment of Honorable Danny Lugge, Sylvester also spoke to police conduct and tactics used in the country. Sylvester was also a panelist on Tuesday evening's Global View on Q program.
It's, in my view, an intimidation, maybe done to scare nationals. And I honestly don't see the need for it. And no one has explained to me why there is this need for it. And I think this is something which should and could be changed. But I also go on into talking about the police, while I'm on the police, that when we look at maybe deaths in custody and tactics the police use when they arrest somebody, the Lugai matter, there's talk of he was assaulted while he was under arrest and things like this. Whether it's true or whether it's not true, this is what's been portrayed on the news media. And if it is true, that's entirely inappropriate. You can arrest someone, you can take them to the police station. If there's evidence, you can charge them. And if there's evidence, you detain them on, in custody or until they get bail. But you don't abuse them or intimidate them or harass them or victimize them.
Sylvester believes there should be a body to investigate police misdemeanors and errors. He insisted the voice of the minority should be listened to.
It seems that the police investigate their own misdemeanors or their own errors, or where there's been errors, they investigate them. Whereas in the UK, we have what's called, used to be called the Independent Police Complaints Commission, but it's now called the Independent Office for Police Conduct. And that's an independent body that can investigate misconduct, appeals, deaths in custody, even complaints the general public may make. And to my understanding, there's not that body in Dominica to do such a thing, because the minority view may not be respected. The majority view, everyone goes, not in politics, but generally, it's always the majority view that wins the vote, or the majority view that gets counted. But we have to start listening to the minority view. It may not be popular, but we have to listen to it in a democracy, whether it's in parliament, whether it's in radio stations, whether it's in the papers. We have to listen to it. We don't have to agree with it, but we should listen to it. Because, and I end on a quote, our lives begin to end, day we remain silent about things that matter.
UK-based Dominican barrister and solicitor Darren Sylvester. 150 fisher folks targeted to be assisted under the government program, says project manager of the Contingency Emergency Response Component, CERC, Kirvin Stevenson. Mr. Stevenson revealed that there have been over 200 applications from fisher folk, most of whom are in need of engines rather than boats. He says the task we have is to ensure that the people who receive the engines are eligible, with a minimum boat size of 15 feet, because the requests are for 4-stroke 50 or 100 horsepower engines, ensuring that they are environmentally friendly.
In terms of fisheries, again, we targeted 150 fisher folks to be assisted under the project. Again, we have over 295 applications for fisher folks. What we have found is there is a significant more demand for engines. For a matter of fact, out of the 295 applications, there's only 50-something applied for boats. So that would show you the significant amount that we have for engines. The task that we have is to ensure that the people that receive the engines are eligible, in the sense that they have a minimum boat size of at least 15 feet, because the minimum engine that we're bringing in is a 50 horsepower engine and a 100 horsepower engine. Again, these engines are 4-stroke to ensure that they're environmentally friendly. And we have on order 130 plus engines coming in the next month or two.
He says once the applicant meets the requirements, things should be rectified soon. He briefly gave an update on a boat building initiative that is scheduled to commence in November.
So what we're doing right now is to ensure that the applicants are eligible to receive those engines in terms of the 50% contribution, and they were in the database of the fisheries and have the necessary other requirements. So we're hoping that from the engine point of view, that can be resolved in the next couple of months. With regards to the boat building part, we are having discussions with the naval architect. He's from India, so we have been having online discussions. So because of COVID and knowing the challenge of COVID in India, we have modified the training with an online component, again facilitated by our engineer, looking at the plans to work with the boat builders to ensure that we have resilient boats. That is a plan in making, and we're targeting sometime between October to November to start that process of actually building boats.
Project manager of the Contingency Emergency Response Component, CERC, Kirvin Stevenson. Currency trading can no longer be viewed as only for money center banks, multinational corporations, and hedge funds, as average citizens in Dominica are joining the regional and international community in gaining, quote-unquote, financial freedom. Online traders with a desire for high-risk speculation are said to have embraced the vast and volatile Forex market, as the global foreign exchange market is called. Promising an irresistible combination of wealth and independence, this is the lure of financial trading for the profit, and with so many out there, Forex market is said to be one of those holy grails of job opportunities. With $6 trillion traded by day, it is not hard to see why so many see their opportunity to get rich. Accelerating their journey in becoming successful traders, a team made up of four Dominicans, Platinum Leader, Cassandra Girardel, and Alice James, with investors Diane Bruno and Joel Brown, have formed Largent Traders, emerging from a network of traders throughout the Caribbean, which they say offers a path to financial independence. Also making news, agronomist Atherton Martin announces a new initiative to protect and conserve Dominica's natural resources, and has sent an open invitation to interested persons to join this movement of skilled and nature-loving people in standing up against any and all authorities who engage in business deals and activities which harm Dominica's natural environment. Martin says this new movement includes and transcends the solving of political concerns. Persons are to contact Atherton Martin to join this environmental revolution in support of the global call for more responsible action by business owners and leaders to preserve natural resources.
The economy, there's a lot of concern about tourism, for example, manufacturing, agriculture. Is room there to be part of that initiative? For those who are concerned about governance and corruption and mismanagement, there's room there. And for those who are concerned about, you know, the natural systems and what's happening to our rivers, our mountains, our reefs, our valleys, you know, our living space, get something here for everybody. And all of that hopefully can, you know, a broader-based movement that is really in keeping with Agenda 21, is in keeping with the current Sustainable Development Goals, and so on and so on. Where it goes and how it goes depends on so many dynamics.
Agronomist Atherton Martin. On August 25th, 2020, an email was received revealing official documents of a proposed legislation to be enacted by the government of Dominica through the National Health Commission. The proposed bills are the Dominica Hospitals Authority Bill, the Medical Professions Bill, the Nursing Bill, and the Pharmacy Bill. The document states that prior to the passage of these pieces of legislation, the government of Dominica will consult with stakeholders. You can view the four bills on our website at www.q95da.com. Still on the local scene, the Dominica Youth Business Trust, DYBT, under the umbrella of its entrepreneurial hub, has launched an outreach of its new Kids Summer Entrepreneur Program targeting children ages 10 to 15 from the Casa Bruce area from Monday to Friday, August 24th to 28th, 2020. DYBT client entrepreneurs will share their skills with 12 young participants in a mix of face-to-face and virtual training in areas such as natural eating, jewelry making, and hand sewing. The program includes a virtual gym to try to keep the young participants active, and a soft skills session which will help the youth to draw the connections between productive skills and potential livelihoods. Mrs. Carrie-Anne Remetimothy, coordinator of DYBT, spoke to Q95 News on Tuesday.
Dominica Youth Business Trust is collaborating with VG Agroprocessors and a few of the other young entrepreneurs, along with the International Organization for Migration, to do an extension of its Kids Summer Entrepreneurial Hub. The hub will be moving to the Casa Bruce Secondary School for a five-day period from the 24th of August to the 28th of August. And young persons from the Casa Bruce area will be able to get access to the crafting session, the hand sewing, cooking naturally, and the virtual gym.
In July, the DYBT launched the first ever Kids Summer Entrepreneurship Hub, which ran from July to August 2020 as part of DYBT's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The training created an income stream for the participating entrepreneurs and also engaged over 40 participants in skills and entrepreneurial training for potential entrepreneurs of the future, in an effort to spread the benefits of the skills development and entrepreneurial training to rural communities. And finally, in local news, host of the Kingdom Connection radio program on Q95, Pastor Randy Rodney, believes the swearing in only two individuals, as opposed to the usual total number, to sit on the Electoral Commission does not make it operable. Rodney was referring to the two UWP nominees who were recently sworn in the absence of the two DLP nominees and the commission's chairman.
Even everybody in stage one knew that. So if you swear two and then you have to swear one and then you have to swear three, it's not operable until the whole commission is sworn in. That is child's play. That's playing monkey dance with big people business. That's my best description. Let us, for once, Papa Bonji, for once, let us just be mature now. Let us do things like big people. We are big people. Let's just do things like Guamun. You know, when you're ready to do it, you do it. If it's your authority to do it, you do it. If you're not ready, you're not ready, you know. If you're not ready today, we can do it next week. What hindereth thou from waiting until next week? You know, next month or maybe next year. We are just playing on people's emotions in this lovely white kubuli, and it's terrible.
Pastor Randy Rodney, host of the Kingdom Connection radio program. In other news, Sir Ronald Saunders on Tuesday warned that small Caribbean states will be ignored in the world of United Nations diplomacy if they don't work together to form one voice to get their point of view across to larger nations. Saunders is the ambassador of Antigua and Barbuda to the United States and the Organization of American States. He is also a senior fellow at the Institute of Commonwealth Studies, University of London, and Massey College, University of Toronto. The COVID-19 pandemic is severely limiting the work of diplomacy, says Saunders. It could have a lasting adverse effect on international relations if finding a vaccine continues to elude global researchers for much longer. And two people have been killed and one injured during a third night of unrest in the U.S. city of Kenosha. Police said three people have been shot, but gave no details about who was involved. Local media reports earlier said the violence was believed to have stemmed from a conflict between protesters and armed men guarding a petrol station. An investigation into the shooting is ongoing, and the names and ages of the victims are still being determined, according to the Kenosha Police Department's news release. Protests in Kenosha have been ongoing since the police shooting of 29-year-old Jacob Blake on Sunday evening. Wisconsin's governor declared a state of emergency Tuesday after cars and buildings were set ablaze and called 250 members of the National Guard to assist. Blake remains in the hospital, but his family says he's paralyzed from the waist down. A family attorney said it would take a miracle for Blake to ever walk again. That's the midday news, and here's a recap of our headlines. Justice Dr. Irvin Andre says, once you interfere with people's freedoms, the nation's foundation is significantly eroded, and the COVID-19 pandemic is no justification for the erosion of people's rights and privileges. Sir Ronald Saunders on Tuesday warned that small Caribbean states will be ignored in the world of United Nations diplomacy if they don't work together to form one voice to get their views to larger nations. And two people have been killed and one injured during a third night of unrest in the U.S. city of Kenosha. Police said three people had been shot, but gave no details about who was involved. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. I am Whitney Milena.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens.